Michael, did the knee give you any trouble during the course of the game, or is there something that popped up afterwards?
There's something afterwards, you know, just a little swelling, a little tightness, but it's cool. Just sitting out today, you know, giving a little rest, get the swelling down.
Tom had said that, you wanted to fix the run defense this week. It seemed to, I mean, other than one big run in the fourth quarter by Beanie Wells, it looked like you did a decent job. Did you not feel that way?
We did decent at times. You know, we as a defense, you know, we're still trying to find that niche to why we're, I mean, we know why we're giving up the yards we are. It boils down to details. You know, as far as us as a unit, all 11 players being on one accord, you know, being on the same page. And once we get that done, you know, it's nothing to worry about.
One of the things is, you know, you got Greg, who's a rookie linebacker. So it looks like you guys are playing a lot more nickel to get the veterans out there. How much does that put a strain on your run defense? And again, it's not like you've been playing poorly on that, but how much does that make it harder, I guess?
That don't make it harder. You know, actually, the big runs they had came out of, you know, when we were in our base group. So, you know, us playing, you know, whether we're in nickel, base, you know, that doesn't play a role in how we fit. You know, everything, you know, regardless of the call, when everything ties in together, whether it's base or it's nickel, you know, it's all gap control. And if, you know, somebody gets out of the gap or doesn't fit, you know, quite as well in their gap, you know, it can increase.
Let me ask you.